You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria in Phil. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Wemi Mo Adewuni. Today is Tuesday, so it's Open Thoughts Tuesday, and we're having all of your thoughts open on the table today, and the microphone is all yours. I'd love to hear from you in our conversation today. It's a good day to start talk about sugar price going up as Ramadan begins today. Happy Ramadan. Okay, to everyone who's listening, fasting begins today, so I wish you all the best with that. Usually around this period, the price of sugar goes up. There's also a sugar fight going on between the stakeholders in the sugar industry, practically between three companies that deal in sugar. It's been ongoing since Friday. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about monopoly. We'll talk about how this affects you during Ramadan. Okay. Today also on the show, we'll be having the divorce series. You'll be telling me if you're having a divorce or you're planning to have a divorce, why you think you should have a divorce, and why I cannot convince you not to have a divorce. If you've had a divorce, it'll also tell me why you decided to go through with it. What was the experience like for you, and how are you coping right now? That's going to happen also later in the show. We've also got a health talk with Dr. Fred coming in at 2:30. So that's what's happening on the Sunny Side today. My name is Wemi Mo Adewuni. Joyce is away. She's on leave. She's resting, and she'll be back just before you know it. Let's have a good time while she's awake, shall we? All right. It's Open Thoughts Tuesday. So, let's start.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
All right, one more time. Welcome to Open Thoughts Tuesday. Let's talk about Ramadan beginning today. Tell me if the price of sugar has gone up, as it usually does, as Ramadan begins, as well as the price of every other item. If you go to the market right now, you find out that buying even pepper, buying yam, buying anything, the prices go up once Ramadan begins. And I'm trying to look at the idea behind you hiking your prices when it's time for Ramadan. Once demand increases, is it because it's more expensive to bring in these items that you're selling? For a market person, you should call the show and tell me why you increase your prices during Ramadan. Don't you think you're making things a bit difficult for other people? Uh-huh. We'll also talk about the bigger players in the market, in the sugar industry, for instance. There's a clash between two of Nigeria's richest men right now, Aliko Dangote and Abdul Samad Rabiu, and it's over sugar. The three companies involved, Dangote, BUA, and Flour Mills, have been at one another's necks over who can bring in sugar, how much sugar should you trade in, and so on. This quarrel, of course, would affect you. Like they say, when two elephants fight, who gets the impact? It's the people. So you tell me how this affects you as a user of sugar in Nigeria. So let me tell you about this war that's going on, if you've missed it, you've missed out on it. Now, in January, Dangote Sugar, together with Flour Mills of Nigeria PLC, accused their rival, BUA International Limited, of, flouting the integrated policy of the National Sugar Development Council. Now, did you know that there was a National Sugar Development Council? There is. They regulate the business of sugar in Nigeria for big players, not for the Mama BC on your street. Now, the backward integration model talks about a company expanding its supply chain, which of course will mean that they'll need to import more raw materials. So summarily, the law says you can bring in some sugar, refined sugar, and then bag it here, which should increase employment here, just do some of it here, not everything. So there's some sugar you bring in, you import some, you refine some here, and so on. Now, in the sugar context, the Nigeria government, through the Nigeria Sugar Development Committee or Commission, has mandated sugar companies to not just build refineries and also process imported sugar extract, but also invest in the supply side of sugar, which would mean the sugarcane plantations, so that we can reduce ultimately our dependence on importation of sugar, to also, of course, create jobs and support the Naira. Now, there was a joint letter written to the Minister of Industry, Trade and Investment, Nia Adebayo, by Mr. Dangote and Mr. John Komantaros. Those are chairs of Dangote Sugar and Flamies of Nigeria. And they're arguing that BUA's new refinery import accord could stand in the way of what they called the attainment of the National Sugar Master Plan and the sustainability of Nigeria's local sugar industry. To quote them, they allege that BUA only had the intention of bringing raw sugar imports into the country despite its pledge to commit money to sugar cultivation. So they're saying that, BUA doesn't want to put money in sugar cultivation. They just want to bring in sugar and refine here, raw sugar and refine here. Okay, so that they can obtain quota allocation to import raw sugar. So, of course, you know, this also talks around the issue of foreign exchange. I mean, you need to get foreign exchange to buy this stuff and so on. According to this letter, and I quote now, the document reads, the impunity with which BUA has contravened the provisions of NSMP has placed the other players who were abiding by the regulations not only as a significant disadvantage, but has discouraged them from undertaking the huge investment that would deliver the desired objective of 100% local production of sugar. Unless otherwise, the ministry waits in and address the situation. But BUA replied and said that Buhari approved of their new refinery import accord. And they said that they took serious exception to the ludicrous claims by its two major competitors that it aims to circumvent the BIP of the sugar industry. Now, the company has three sugar holdings in Nigeria. They have a sugar refinery here in Lagos. They have one, the Lafiagi Sugar Plantation and Ethanol Production Complex in Port Harcourt, and so on and so on. Now, this fight between these, there's a conspiracy theory that I've read online, which is not backed by anything. I don't have anything to prove that, so it's still conspiracy. The conspiracy thought behind this sugar fight is that two of the players in the industry wanted to hike price of sugar against Ramadan. They wanted to do this together with the third player, who refused to join them. And because he refused to join them, they are reporting him to the class captain. That's the NSDC. That's the National Sugar Development Council. So they're reporting BUA. That, again, is a conspiracy theory. But what we have on ground is two companies saying that the third is building another refinery in Nigeria instead of putting the money in local production of sugar, say that's plantation. We'll talk about these major players. And I also want you to tell me about you, the little player, not just sugar, as Ramadan begins. Are you hiking prices of items? And how does the fight between the sugar players affect you as a market person and also affects you as a Nigerian, especially those who begin the fast today? Let's begin the conversation. The number is 0700-993-993-993 or 0700-993-993-993. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info SS for Sunnyside. Nigeria Info SS. For the female callers, we have a line for you, and that's 01465-7190. All right, let's start the conversation. Hello. Hello. Okay, I cannot hear you. If you can, you can try again. 0700-993-993-993. As Ramadan begins, how does this affect the price of items in the market? For you as a player in the market, how do you also increase your prices because Ramadan has begun? Does demand mean that you automatically increase the prices of items just because you can, just because people don't have a choice. Do you guys come together in your associations? Do you determine price hike? Do you say, oh, let's begin to sell at so-so-so price, even when the cost price has not increased? So aside the big players, you, the smaller players, how do you play this game? How do you play this game? And how does it affect you as a consumer in the market? How does this affect you, if it does at all? If it does not, you can also tell us. All right. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Want to tell me your name?
My name is Stanley, calling from Kenton.
Harry?
Stanley.
Say the name again.
Stanley, calling from Kenton.
Okay, welcome.
I deal on a food stuff.
Okay, you sell food stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
Wholesale or retail?
I sell in retail.
Retail, okay. So, have you increased your prices?
Actually, the price is about to go above what you do projected, which the information was reaching us yesterday, that some prices from the wholesalers where you do buy from are going up.
Mm.
Automatically, it has now affecting our side in change of price.
Mm. So the prices have not gone up as at right now, have they? I mean, from the wholesalers where you pick your food stuff.
Yes, it's an information reaching us that mm-hmm. the price is going up.
The price is
but
going
now,
up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and now we as retailers have mm-hmm. not enforced our own price.
Uh-huh. So you have not increased your own price yet?
Yes.
Hmm. So, do you know why the wholesalers are increasing their prices?
I don't know. I do take it maybe it has by the price of the importation or the price they get at the manufacturer or at the higher dealer that can force them to increase their price. And also, it will not affect us, the retailers.
Mm. And finally, the consumers.
And finally, to the consumers.
Mm. Fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. So, here, you see how the things that the big players do affect the wholesalers and then the retailers and then you who need to walk into a shop and pick up the item. So, if you can give us inside scoop. You can stay anonymous if you work with any of these big players and tell us why they increase their prices. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name? Your name is?
Ebuka.
Ebuka, thanks for calling.
This price of the thing, honestly, in the country, we will talk of inflation and recession, just like the government will say we will come out of recession. I was wondering, what is the difference between recession and inflation? Because it's inflation that even caused recession, if I'm not confusing the whole thing. Because the market price, when you meet importers to buy, you tell you that price is the cost of price is high. Biggest, say importation from China, their price is high. Then when they bring it to the country, then clearing it and duty charges is on the high side. And when he now put his own price, it will now affect the retailer. Say the wholesaler wants to come buy from them, they will put their price. They will say, if you don't want to buy, leave it. People that will buy will buy.
And in most instances, you don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice because looking around, there is scarcity again and there is need. I say scarcity and what is it called again? Need and want, whatever.
Yeah,
so there is urgent need for it. And you have to buy because so many other importers, they only finish. Because if you finish selling, like the last call, I'm talking that them as retailers, they are selling at the same price. Then if you finish selling at that same price, then you want to go and buy. You see the importer has increased their own price. So it now goes down to them to increase their own price. Then you want to buy, they will now put out very charges.
on it. But you know that some retailers, once they hear that prices have gone up, they still have old stock, but they would also increase their prices, though they bought at a lower cost.
So that we begin to sell, to put the consciousness in the mind of people that the price has gone up.
They will
blame it on dollar, like importer will blame dollar, is high, naira is being devalued, and everything that's just like I said before. So they have to put that consciousness in the mind of users, end users. So that now that they have the old stock, they are selling that old price. When they now put that new price of the new one they brought, people will be wondering why.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just like that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling and sharing your thoughts. Open Thoughts Tuesday, that's what it is. What's your thoughts on this matter? The players, do you think that controversy, that conspiracy theory, do you think the big players are playing a game with your money? good afternoon to you. Hello? Okay, I can't hear you. Please try again. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Bumi.
Bumi,
so
thank you.
I just wanted to respond to your question why you're asking why the retailers, even before the prices go up, they hike their own price.
Yeah.
I'm not a trader, but I think it's so that I know my mom used to say, if you don't do that, how do you buy the new product?
Oh.
So a local trader gets 5 items for 10,000 naira and sells for maybe at the end of the day, sells for 7,000 naira and there's a 2,000 naira profit.
Mm-hmm.
When the prices go up, she can't buy the same number of items for that amount of money she had.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to increase her price before she sells off so that she'll be able to buy the items. So
But she's going to sell those new items at a higher price and get her money back. Maybe fewer items, but...
But she can't even afford to buy the new items. You know what I mean? If it was one item, for instance, if an item costs 10,000 naira, and you increase it to 15,000 naira, and she was selling at 12,000 naira. If she sells at 12,000, she can't buy that item at 12,000.
That's right. I get that analogy. Thank you, Bumi, for sharing. Wow, welcome to the sunny side. Okay, please try again. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Please put off your radio.
I'm going to do that. What about now?
Okay, that's all right. What's your name?
Femi is the name.
Welcome.
Calling from IKD.
IKD. Ikorodu, okay. How to hear me? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm the digital fan.
Mm-hmm.
Won't say.
Hello? IKD is not cooperating, yes.
I said we are only deceiving ourselves in this country.
How so?
Thank you very much. Let's look at Dangote as a person. Let's look at his cement factory.
Mm-hmm.
I have someone that's into the business of the cement.
Okay.
He told me that we have all the big men in this country. They have their different plant, all registered under the name Dangote.
Mm.
So we always see Dangote, this is cement, but they have different people producing it, giving it out. That's why Dangote cement will never come down. But they plan to ruin us in this country.
You know, though, that you know, while you think they want to ruin you, they are into business.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not into business. Let's look at this. We have all what they are using to produce this so-called cement. They are getting it from this country. The limestone, the ginseng, just call the names. They have it in this country. They are getting it at a very, very cheap rate.
Mm.
They are supposed to give it out to us almost free.
Hmm. Interestingly, Dangote put up a statement today regarding cement. And they say that you guys are misinformed. They're saying that there's misinformation.
I'm going to tell you what I know.
Tell me what you know.
I'm saying on the news site.
Mm-hmm.
I have someone that is selling cement.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to the factory to get cement. He told me this categorically that there's nothing we can do. Because if at the Abadjan plant, you have this social name. All of them is under one name, Dangote.
But if they're all licensed and they're maybe franchises, I don't think there's a problem
with
that.
That's what I'm saying. You're not getting it. I understand you very well.
Uh-huh.
But with the way it is, you are supposed to be getting it at a very cheap rate. If all of them goes out of Dangote, they have different names. Like we have Voa, we have Eagle Cement, we have Femi Cement. Everybody will sell it. There will be competition. But the way they all put themselves all together, they'll be dictating the price to us.
Yeah, so they hold a monopoly of the market.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's where we're going. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so that was where I was trying to skirt this conversation towards. The way the big players play this game, although we have regulatory agencies, commissions, whatever, you know, there appears to be, based on the conspiracy theories that you heard regarding sugar, it appears that the big players in this field can together agree on a price and say, okay, let's increase the price, okay, so we can make more money. There's Ramadan, people need more sugar. Can we increase the price and make more money? Although that's a conspiracy theory, I'm saying that even you, as small players, you do the same. You tell me if you don't. Do you have organizations, committees, associations where you decide to increase prices? Do you also do that? So let's not just blame the big players. Let's also look at the small players. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello?
Hello.
Dangote is trying to do to Boa what he did to Union Daikon Salt. You know, in those days, we had Union Daikon Salt. And if you notice now, there's no salt. All the salt now is Dangote. The ones that are there that are not Dangote salt are very insignificant. But, I mean, it's been difficult for them to do the same thing to Boa that they did to the salt back then. So I think all these fights, at the end of the day, it's the grass that's going to suffer. We are the grass. So, I don't think it's what concerns Nigerians. So if you ask me, that's their business. Whatever, we don't have a choice. We are in the hands of these so-called big people. But it's high time we open our eyes, because everyone is saying, oh, Dangote is helping the country. He's doing well. He knows what he's doing.
But if you say he knows what he's doing, it's still, I mean, he's not done anything illegal. The National Sugar Development Council, there is a council in charge, and they don't seem to have a problem with what he's doing. So,
yeah, but they don't have a problem. They won't tell you the real truth. Like you say, it's a conspiracy that they're trying to hike the price of sugar at this time, and Boa is not agreeing to it. That's why they are bringing out all these
We don't know if that is true. It's
just,
you
said it's a conspiracy, but there's no smoke without fire. Don't worry, the truth will all come out at the end of the day.
Right. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Your voice always confuses me with that of Sandra Elizabeth.
Sorry. I'm dope. Welcome to the show.
This is Stanley from Wakata.
Stanley, thanks for calling.
Yeah, what that man said about Dangote, it's true. That's what's going on in Nigeria.
What is going on?
What he said about Dangote, you know, monopoly house.
In which of the spaces, cement or sugar?
It's cement. That's cement, as I did. So, I was sometime last year, I was, you know, listening to news. I saw in America where they have to sue Mark Zuckerberg, the owner of Facebook, for something similar. You know, he bought WhatsApp, he bought Instagram, and so many other software that he bought, not even in Nigeria yet, that in America he tried to buy so many of those takeover. They bought it, they took it to court, and they cautioned him and everything went, that's why the place cannot develop when one person is, if you high price, everybody is to come to it.
When there's monopoly. Back to the sugar, when you're done with this call, I'm going to read to you the statement from Dangote. Let me do that right now. Regarding the cement thing, I know you guys were bringing cement in this conversation. There's a statement, let me read to you. Let me see. And Dangote is saying that there's misinformation about how you people talk about the increase in price. In fact, they're denying any form of price increase. They're clarifying that the product, talking about cement now, from its factories and plants nationwide, sells for 2,450 in Obajano and Gboko, and also sells at 2,510 in Ibeche, inclusive of VAT. Okay. And this is because people keep saying that they're selling higher compared to other countries. They're even telling you that cement In Nigeria, is equivalent to $5.1. That's including VAT. But in Ghana, goes for $7.2. In Zambia, goes for $5.95. Excluding, that's including tax. Okay. So they're saying that they don't have direct control over its X factory prices. So it comes down to you, the players in the industry, aside the big players, you the middle players, do you all also, I mean, we know, I know it's easy to point fingers at the big players, but I also like to turn this satellite on the smaller players. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Wenimo.
Good afternoon.
I think there is a deliberate attempt to give Dangote an undue advantage over others.
Attempt by who?
Now, by the government.
Why do you think so?
Yes, look at the Dangote refinery.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there are other persons that have license also to build refinery in the country? Where are they? You understand?
Mm.
There is an atmosphere that favors Dangote that does not favor others. And that's not good for us, the citizens. When there is monopoly, it is we, the consumer, that suffers. Look at the telecom industry, for instance. When MTN came, the SIM card was very expensive. By the time Glo came to join them, it was Glo that started crashing the price. Since that time till now, we are enjoying it. You can just go and buy phone and buy SIM at maybe 200 naira, and at the end of the day, you still have airtime.
So some even give you for free now.
Yes. That before, you know how much it was. Some people bought their SIM card at 50,000, so 45,000. But look at what monopoly has cost. So if the government is creating advantage for Dangote to have monopoly, it is we, the citizens, that are suffering.
Yeah, well, but the problem is that we don't know that the government is doing that. I'm going to read to you.
Wenimore, you are a media person.
Mm-hmm.
Do some research about it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to help us all out right now by taking you through the Nigeria cement policy. Okay, no, it's the policy. I'll read it out to you. I mean, this conversation has quickly danced from sugar. I knew it would go this way, so I came in ready for you guys. So under the policy, there's a Nigeria cement policy, and under this policy, Nigeria initially granted cement import licenses only to companies that signaled their intention to establish manufacturing capacity in the country. So remember that the country is also trying to make sure that only big players who are able to establish big companies, factories, and employ people are playing in this space. Is this policy too stringent? Okay, that is up for conversation. But there is a policy. Why is this showing like this? Okay, so there is a policy, but let's look at if it's too stringent. Hello.
Hello.
Please put off your radio.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Okay, you were talking about the people that come to apply or those who have the factory or the facility. What of the amount required to register under government before it can be approved for them to be a distributor or a competitor? You know, all the airlines, the air services to Nigeria, they did not just come and start work. They registered, and then they have the monitorization company over there. But if the registration was so outrageous, they wouldn't have been able to have what we call MC and so on and so forth, many lines, a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they said they apply to these people that are sugar importer, the flour and the rest. Even though they produce flour here, the amount of money they dispense to government and local government could be also be checked. And then you know that when the country is under starvation, there are bound to be mental problem, because when the body is not well filled with the necessities, it will affect the brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have mental problem. Not really, they're supposed to be mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then straining the brain to work in order to earn a living, not to be an object of laughter,
all
not
right.
to be a beggar.
Hmm.
So all this is strain the brain. These people need to be told that there are increasing amounts of destitution in the country rather than solving the problem.
All right.
They just take it for granted that they are on the top. And
but again, I hear you loud and clear, but there are two shades to this conversation we're having today. The big players on one hand and the smaller players in your markets on the other hand. The same thing we accuse of... One minute. The same thing we accuse of big players of doing, smaller players in your local government, in your markets also do the same. They have associations where they say, let's increase the prices. Or don't you think they do that?
I think the one lady have explained to you that by the time they buy sugar 10 naira and they want to go back to buy it at the same 10 naira, there will be no money. So the best thing, if they have 2 packets of sugar, they have to sell it at the present rate the monopoly add them to sell.
Don't you think that's the same thing affecting the big players? That they also need to increase the price because dollar rate is not stable and they need to buy new raw material?
If the dollar rate is not stable, whose fault? Is it the poor people's fault?
But is it also the fault of the companies? Is it the fault of the companies also?
Yeah, the fault is from the company, because when they sell cheap,
why?
When they sell at a monthly price, we will get it at a monthly price.
Okay, so you see, I hope you guys get my argument. I'm not asking you not to point fingers at the big players. By all means, do so. But I'm saying that the same thing you're accusing the big players of doing, you also do. But you excuse yourself without excusing the big players. Don't you think that if you have reasons to increase price, you guys can call yourself, even these people who grind pepper would have a meeting and say, from now we begin to grind pepper at 200 naira. Okay, the price of fuel has gone up. It has come back down, but you would not reduce the price. In the market, in the stall of yam sellers, they decide, they have a meeting and say, everybody must sell at this price. You do that, but you excuse yourself. How so? Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Joy.
Joe, my name is Joe.
Joe, okay.
Yeah, so it's not about how stringent the regulations are, you know. It's far from it. It's not so much. I think really the thing is we don't have a pricing board like we used to, you know, back in the days.
For which of these items now? Are you talking about sugar or cement?
No, sugar and cement.
But there is. I just saw that we have a national sugar, what are they called again? NSDC. There is a board looking at pricing and the amount of raw extract you bring in, how much money you are putting in the industry. There is.
Who are the people behind this?
It's a government agency, so it's government.
We know in Africa that politics control a lot of things, even manufacturing.
Yeah.
How we know that.
Yeah.
So it's a given. That is where people are coming. You know, that's where people have a problem with. If you allow everybody to, if you set people with a fair playing ground, trust me, the price of the sugar would be regulated. Mm-hmm. Because you have other people who would say, you know what, we shouldn't increase sugar. Some other people would say we should, increase it. But you have few players who want to benefit.
Mm.
That's really where people are. And you're saying about the small businesses. They are looking up. They are doing whatever they see from up there.
Mm.
You know how it works.
Okay, you know? I hear you. I need to head out on a break right now. I'm due for a break. I don't want this to interrupt you. I'll be right back. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I know, right? Don't worry, we have some more 20 minutes to have this conversation before we go on to the divorce series. We're still talking about monopoly in the market, how big players together trying to maximize profit could, you know, push some buttons. But I'm also pointing fingers at you, the smaller players, that you also increase prices. For instance, sugar is number one culprit, as well as other items, especially now that Ramadan begins today. So As a player in the market, do you also increase prices? Do you think it's okay to just point fingers at the big players and say they're the ones who make the prices go up, they're the ones increasing the prices, they're the ones doing all of these things, when you also, with your association, Association of Pepper Grinders of Nigeria, you guys have an association, Tailors Association, Hairdressers Association, you guys at your meetings also decide to raise prices. Do you think yours is justified while the big players are not justified? Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Action Lady. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Those days, some years back, Orient Refinery, somewhere in Aguleri, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm with you.
So I was telling my colleagues then, say, look, this, you know, it will not function. They say, no, why? The people who grant him this license will not allow this thing to work. Before you know it, people from Kogi lay claim on that land. They started fighting, killing themselves. Today, Orient Refinery, we never hear anything about Orient Refinery.
Well,
you remember Femi Otedola? Some years back, around 2009 or something, yeah, 2009, cement was about 1,700. Then I was trying to do small thing in the... I was happy. Femi told me, I'm going to crash a bag of cement to 600, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was happy then. The next 2 days, I hear the guy had a problem with the government. Before they know it, they silenced the young man.
But you also know that, I mean, aside the various, you know, conspiracies that we personally have, our various opinions about what's going on, you know that, I mean, dollar to naira has not been the same. There are different factors that determine the increase in price.
The cement factory trailer all over the place.
It's not his fault that he's able to do good business. Do you think it's his fault?
There's some level of government, whatever, backing the young man. Please, this my border, is it open now? Because Sandra told me until I hear you from your station, before I believe. Is it open?
I don't know.
Because there was a time, only his trailer. And when you talk, they say, oh, it's a Kiniko from above. Why must he be only him? You have some big players who want to bring in cement. But because of this, look at where the refinery is building. Within how many years, go and see how far the guy has gone. But Orient Refinery, people like Chifemeko Nyonko, them get together and bring... Look at that type of man, Emeka Nyonko. At the end, they frustrated that we never hear anything about Orient Refinery.
So you think that the government should deliberately open the field for more players to come in?
If they open that field, I'm telling you, there's big players who want to bring in all these things.
Let's talk about the smaller players in your market who also determine prices to suit themselves.
Even, thank you. On Sunday, you know, I go to market myself now, mm-hmm. No woman again. So the yam I normally buy for 350 or something. I pointed the man, say 1,800.
You?
Say why?
For how many?
One now.
1,800 naira for one yam?
Oh my God. Abuja, there's Abuja, there's Benue, there's whatever, it are down, all these things. So I went for Abuja. The smallest one I bought is 700 naira, 1 to 12 yam.
Whoa.
I said, okay, let me go across to the other lady who is selling. You get there the same thing.
So did they tell you why they increased the prices?
You say?
Did they tell you why the prices have gone up?
I asked. The man is saying transportation. You know?
Did transportation just go up, or is it because Ramadan has begun?
No. It's not because before Ramadan now.
Okay.
So this thing, the farmers are not making money. Now these middlemen, then they make the whole money. A tuber of yam, Abuja, on Sunday, 700 naira, Wemimo. I'm telling you, just how many of us? My son, one of them traveled, then me and the other one. Once.
You finished it.
I'm telling you.
Thanks so much for calling. So you see that our leaders come from us. The same thing you accuse the big players and the government of doing are the same things that you do in your little spaces. So you also increase the prices. Some of you have increased prices because Ramadan begins today. Now, if you want to buy fruits, somehow fruits become so expensive. I'm wondering what has happened in the span of 1 week. Has cost of transportation gone up in 1 week? Which justifies you giving me a 300% increase on the same item I bought yesterday? Welcome to the Sunnyside.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, welcome. What's your name? Do you want to tell me your name?
Hello.
Do you want to tell me your name? You need to put off that radio okay. So you can hear me well.
People talking in the background, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Teresa.
Thanks for calling, Teresa.
Thank you. Talking about price hike.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree that probably some people take advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say we shouldn't be pointing fingers at the big players.
No, I didn't say so. I said point fingers at the big players. We'll also ask yourself questions.
Yes, but when you look at it, actually, they are the cause of the problem in the land, largely speaking. Because when you say the market woman does that also, we notice that these market women or sellers, they buy from these big players. And so when they increase their price, you who bought from them will be forced to increase your own price too.
Mm.
And by the time you increase your price, the hairdresser, the tailor, and every other person will come to buy from you.
And they will also increase their own prices because they need money to be able to afford your costs.
Of course. The money they are making will not be able to buy what you are selling. Mm-hmm. So they'll be forced to increase their own price too.
Right.
So it's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
It started from up there and it's trickling down here. Everybody is guilty, but it started up there.
Mm-hmm.
If those ones up there we sell at a normal rate or cheaper rate, then we'll be able to accuse the ordinary person who is selling down here.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you so much for calling. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
My name is Christopher.
Thanks for calling.
Am I on to Joyce? Is this Joyce?
My name is Wemimo. Joyce is away.
Okay, yeah. I'm here to contribute, but not on your topic, please. I have an issue.
Okay, let me hear it. If it's something we can deal with quickly.
A friend of mine that works in Banana Island.
Mm-hmm.
Was arrested on Friday. He's a security man.
Mm-hmm. Arrested for what?
Where he was doing security, they moved some property in a construction site. And he has been kept in Ikoyi prison since Friday. He has nobody in Lagos. But I called his boss today.
Mm-hmm.
The incident happened in Banana Island.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's working, there's a camera by the water site.
Mm-hmm.
Owned by the Banana Island Estate.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm calling now is, for them not to just keep him there, they should do their own investigation through the camera, and the police should do their own investigation.
So you know what you need to do to hasten this matter?
Yeah.
Number one, send a message to the police complaint unit. I mean, you shouldn't keep someone for so long. It's illegal. They do that a lot.
I don't have the number.
Just check online. Check online. Just do a quick search, police complaint unit.
Okay.
You find like five numbers. Call those numbers. Then if you can, reach out to human rights lawyers who will be interested. Just check on social media. Excuse me. Send them a message. Some of them will be quick to pick up that case. It should be out of there in no time.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for calling the show. Okay. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Wemimo.
Good afternoon.
I want to answer one of the questions you asked.
Okay, thank you.
You said they are blaming the major players.
Mm-hmm.
And then the major players, are they interested in investing in the country? For instance, the sugar production. How many plantations have they built? If they do not build these plantations for purposes of increasing the local input, and then you continue to blame the middlemen and all that, the cost of production will be high because we are dependent on foreign supplies. That is one.
Mm.
Secondly, Wemimo, when you are looking at the current Boko Haram, the banditry and all that.
Mm.
How many farmers are in the farm to produce?
Yeah, that's right.
So when the production is today, if the incidence of kidnapping today alone, I send a lot of people from, and then you have a teeming population that needs to be fed.
Right.
From where are they getting this food from?
Mm.
So the Dangote,
mm-hmm.
if Buhari is contesting election, you will see him there. with the Buhari. As soon as Jonathan failed, did not win the election, he moved to the other camp because they know they have to be with these political people to be able to make their resources. Mm-hmm. And it is at our own detriment. So when you are not blaming them, I know your station is usually very fair, but most times you are more pro-government.
It's okay. It's all right. You know, it's. Yeah. I mean, it's okay how you feel.
When Nigerians want to talk about you say, oh, the government is doing. Now, if the value of Naira has been depreciated, mm-hmm, and all that, who is responsible? Who determines the value of the Naira?
So, you know, can I respond to you? You've been talking for 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Okay. And somehow in all of this conversation, you still think that I don't allow you to talk. But you've been talking for 2 minutes, 10 seconds. You think that I am pro-government because I've asked you to not just point fingers at the big players and the government, but also to probe yourself. Is it the big challenge with a lot of Nigerians, especially those who listen to radio, is you expect me to only say what you want me to say. My job here is an arbitrator to give you two sides of the situation. You don't have to like it. And you need to tell me what you think about it. But that doesn't mean that I need to say only what you want to hear. I need to tell you what the policy says. I need to tell you what the big players said, the statements that they've given, and also ask you to ask questions. So I'm not pro-government, I'm not anti-people, I'm not anti-government, I'm not nothing. I'm just a presenter.
I'm not saying you are.
I was pro-government. You said that.
I said most times. Because you've listened to most Nigerians, and you are saying they are giving this excuse,
Aren't they giving excuses?
Yes, they are giving excuses.
Don't Nigerians also inflate prices, although the price has not gone up from the manufacturers?
Because
don't they
don't
do that?
Have any government to protect us.
So the fault is still the government that you decide to increase prices. Government should come tell you what to do.
The government is the key to all these things. They
you
are
see,
the
government is also the people, and until the people take responsibility for some of the things they do, we'll continue to have a problem.
NSAS. What is the result
NSAS and sugar hike? What's NSAS got to do with this conversation?
Oh, it has a lot of things. When people are not satisfied with their situation, they need to ventilate their anger.
I understand that, and I'm saying that it's okay for you to ventilate your anger, but I'm telling you that you also need to ask yourself questions if you are doing the right thing. If the prices have not gone up from the manufacturer and you and your group of friends in an association decide to increase the price of yam, of fruits, of things that people need during Ramadan, don't you think that you are also a part of the problem?
Oh, we are. We are.
Oh, finally you agree.
People in Nigeria.
Finally you agree that you are also part of the problem?
We are having this conspiracy to destroy the human race in Nigeria.
Okay, bye-bye. Now you totally lost me. Now it's about destroying the human race, Abby. Okay, you're on your own. But thank you so much for calling. Okay, let's go on to Twitter and take some comments. Remember, at 1:30, we'll switch on to the divorce series. And you tell me why you're planning to have a divorce. And I'll see if I'm able to convince you otherwise. If not, tell me why I can't convince you. If you've had a divorce, you tell me why you had a divorce and how you're faring right now. Okay. London used husband material. Quite an handle on Twitter. It says, we will be lying to ourselves if we think there's no monopoly in the sugar market, especially to Aliko Dangote. If they're talking about monopoly in the sugar market, you point your fingers first at three players in the sugar industry, at least three. Okay. It says, in as much as we might want to neglect the theory of big players hacking sugar price, it might be true. Well, in every conspiracy theory, there might be an iota of truth, but it remains a conspiracy until I get evidence. Yeah, right. To prove that it is the truth. All right. Let's see. Okay. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Please try again. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I would like to contribute to the topic you are discussing presently.
Please go ahead. Do you want to tell me your name?
Yeah, my name is Richard.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, I want to say that to make the prices of commodity to come down, government will have to play a bigger role. And how did they do it?
Mm-hmm.
going to have a control over the to strengthen the Naira, bring out control for the commodity to come down, so that you and I will be able to to afford it. Then I want to tell you again, increasing of salary will bring in inflation. It doesn't help at all. Rather, the other markets, like you and I, we want to increase their price so that we will be able to meet demand. The government is supposed to play a bigger role by make sure that the currency is strengthened.
Right.
The former governor of Central Bank came to AIG to enlighten the public that the idea of the value Naira is to raise money for the federal government to be able to use the money for governance. But they have reached the year to stop the raising of money has come and gone. That's what the Soludo said. And they need to bring back the Naira to the normal area, to strengthen it back.
Yeah.
Just where the Ghana country did that their home. Now, CD is more strengthened than Nigerian currency, Naira.
Yeah, it is.
The government of today and the friends of the government who are in the corridor of power, they are favoring them. It to be strengthened. They don't want Naira to be strengthened. So until that one is done, then you and I will enjoy the goodness of the local production, like rice, yam, you mentioned, and some other stuff. But without government playing a major role, you and I, we cannot help ourselves.
I get you.
We have to regulate it.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree. Thank you very much for calling. Yes, government plays a role, which is why we have a lot of government agencies. And I bet that a lot of you never knew that we had a national... Wait, let me get that name again. We have a national sugar... Okay, where is it now? There's a national sugar development something. I guess I opened it just now. All right, here you go. There's a National Sugar Development Council. So they regulate, if you check them online, what they do, and they're meant to regulate, it's a lot. Their mandate is to articulate policies and programs that will bring about the rapid development of the sugar sector, to also progressively reduce level of sugar importation by increasing local production to achieve self-sufficiency, also to encourage greater private sector participation in sugar production while reducing direct government involvement, to popularize sugar processing technologies as a means of generating employment for skilled and unskilled labor, as well as to provide an effective and efficient R&D support that will catalyze development of the sugar sector. So, there you go. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. And you?
Yeah, my name is Saj.
Welcome, Saj.
Yeah, please, I just want to chip in one or few things to the discussion, please.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, you see, many a times we come around to discuss all these things, but we actually don't want to believe that government played a very large role in all of this. You see, most of the government policies are what is reflecting on the prices in this country. And sometimes when you have that government create an agency, perhaps regulate whatever, all these agencies are just mounting up pressure on all the apples in this country. They are not really helping it at all. Because if you are telling me there is an agency that regulates sugars, what have they done? How many people know that this agency are actually existing?
Well.
Yeah, so what have they done? Just like people creating all sorts of things, like last month in Lagos, what have they done? They are just mounting up pressure, creating problems for people. We have NLC that has not been working for some time, for over a very long time. to think they are actually fighting for the masses, to think they are doing something meaningful to the people, but unfortunately, it is not. It's not.
So you're asking the government to step in.
Whatever you see that is reflecting on the price today is as a result of government policies. When you increase petrol, when you increase all sorts of things, people cannot afford little things. When you increase petrol, definitely you know there's going to be an increment on transportation, and all these things will have a trickle effect on every prices.
Right, I get you. I hear you. I agree. Thank you for calling. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello. Okay, you're not ready for me. Please call back if you can. Hello. All right. Please try again if you can. Okay, so the government has a role to play. We all agree on that. But what role do you play in all of these also? Also, in addition to what government does, do you think that as an individual, as a Nigerian, you can also pitch in and make things a bit easier for everybody? Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
What's your name?
Sunny.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Okay, concerning this thing,
would you please put off your radio?
I'm trying to get that down.
Okay, please try call back if you can. That noise wasn't good at all. Welcome to the show.
Wemimo.
Hello.
Adewoni.
Adewoni.
Adewoni. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You want to tell me your name?
My name is Azupike.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
I also talk about this increase of prices.
Yes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
All right, sorry about that, and welcome back. This is the Sunny Side. I think we should wrap it up on this. Let's take one more call to wrap this up, and then we move on to the divorce series. Hello. Okay, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Michael.
Michael, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All I want to say is this. The government policy are not meant to help people. It is to enrich some few people. Let me give an example. I was one of the beneficiaries of this microfinance loan. I got 300,000. I used it to start a fish business. My sister, before my fish grew up to the middle age, that's the language you can understand.
Yeah.
It's not good enough to eat. Now, the prices of things have gone up. So, can Buhari said he has helped me? No. Now, the debt is on my neck, and I cannot achieve anything from what I started the money with. So, the same thing with this sugar stuff. There's nothing they can offer us. There's nothing they can offer us. Honestly speaking, unless they just want to think of some other means, all these they are only enriching themselves. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry about what you're going through. Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. But let's switch this conversation over, shall we? Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll begin the divorce series. So if you're divorced, you want to tell me why you are divorced. If you're currently going through a divorce proceeding or planning to, you can also share with me why. You can stay anonymous when you call. I will not ask you for your name. Only tell me if you wish to. You can share with me why you want to have a divorce. But that's coming up right after this. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away.